Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. I'm with you every single morning. I'm your host of this 365-day experience known as the Daily Juice Podcast. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com with their customized URL, which is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions are available right now where you guys can go and get free burgers for life. 10% off your first purchase and always that 100% money back guarantee at omahasteaks.com/juice. Okay. So if you bet everything yesterday, it was a winning day, but it was not a winning day officially. That three leg moneyline parlay, which I forgot to put it on the podcast. It was in the Discord channel. I apologize. We took three $4 favorites, parlayed them together, got to even money, and they all cashed. Luckily, the Oilers won in overtime. That was the one big sweat with them against Montreal. They blew a 2-0 lead, but we got that right. Easy win for the Kings and an easy win for Nashville. So three-leg moneyline parlay that cashed. Georgia survived. Only way to describe that. Laying 1.5 points. They won by 2. Last second shot by Xavier. They came all the way back on Georgia, but Georgia did win in the NIT. So we got that right, but the other two bets wrong officially because Kansas State just couldn't keep it close. I mean, they couldn't stop giving up open threes. It was weird. It was just defensively, they were just asleep, but this is the NIT, right? I mean, and then I don't know what happened at the end of the game for Butler, man. That was just a complete and total meltdown by Butler, and Minnesota wins on a free throw at the end. They advance, Butler loses. So not good for the Big East there at all to have that go down. Xavier loses as well. So the Big East goes 0-2 in the NIT. I go 1-2 overall in the NIT, but we get the parlay right. And we got, the NCAA tournament bet. We started off 1-0 in the dance because Colorado State destroyed Virginia. Again, how did Virginia make the dance? How did the committee with a straight face put that garbage on national TV in a standalone game? I mean, that's just garbage. It's unacceptable. I don't know how St. John's and Providence and Indiana State, I don't know how they watched that game and didn't want to go throw up in the bathroom going, "You jerks, you did that. You intentionally did that. You put that abomination in your bracket over teams that were deserving, teams that would score more than 14 points in a half, teams that actually would be able to score and make it somewhat entertaining." Congrats to Colorado State. They played tremendous. Nico Medved, great coach, huge win for them. They advance. They're going to beat Texas, by the way. So watch for a play on that. CSU will beat Texas. I don't understand. People think Texas is good. They're not. CSU is playing really well, but that's just, it's a frustration. So here's what's happening. I'm going to give you two bets right at the top that I cannot make official because, well, I'll explain here in a second why I can't make them. I'm going to have two official plays and two unofficial plays. The unofficial plays have been better than the official plays. One bet, there's no way all of you are going to be able to play it. Why? It starts in a grand total of 5 hours from right now. It's baseball, okay? Dodgers, Padres, our first baseball bet of the year. The other one is a minus 195 bet, which I would never in a million years come on here and recommend a minus 195 bet, okay? Says if it goes down, you lose 2 units on it. Okay. But I'm going to tell you about it. You can do what you want with it. So be it, right? Two official plays, one in the NIT and one in the NBA that I'm going to give you here in just 1 second. But before we do anything, I have to tell you about our friends at, well, the bet. I don't know what happened to that. Where did that go? That got erased. That's too bad. Hold on. I'll have to do that on the fly. I'll have to be able to put that picture up quickly for us to be able to do that. Luckily, I can do that fast. If you guys are listening on audio, you have no idea what I am doing at the moment, but I am correcting this really fast so we can get our graphic up in a proper space for you guys. I apologize for that, but let's put that up. And there it is, the bracket optimizer from Betting Pros. I apologize for that not being ready to go here. It got deleted for some ridiculous reason, but let me tell you about our bracket optimizer going on right now. Help you win and build a winning bracket in seconds. Optimize your bracket using trusted sources like KenPom, BPI, and the most accurate bracket experts tracked by betting pros. Lock in your top picks and let us optimize the rest of your bracket based on advanced stats, history, odds, and more. Quickly view key matchups, key info as well as you fill out your bracket. Get optimal upsets, sleeper picks based on the size of your bracket pool as well. To access the Bracket Optimizer, visit bettingpros.com/bracket or download the Betting Pros app at bettingpros.com/apps. All right. Baseball. Glasnow, Darvish, Padres, Dodgers. Total is 5.5. The Nerfy, no runs in the first inning, -105. Now, they're in Seoul, South Korea. This is a different country. Talk about the offense being behind the pitching would be kind of an understatement, right? Normally the offense gets off to a slow start. These are two really good pitchers in Glasnow and Darvish. And the books are telling us that they're not expecting a whole lot of offense in this game because, well, the total is 5.5. Only being -105, okay? This is one of those things. Well, actually, sorry, it's 8.5. I thought it was 5.5. First five is 5.5. It's 8.5 total for this game. I thought it was 5.5. But the 5.5 is the first five number. Look, you can bet. I've seen people say take the over, but, and I get it. Keeping this Dodgers offense down is going to be difficult to do, but it's just a personal play. Okay. I want to wake up to a green check mark. Glasnow, Darvish. Three outs apiece. That's all you need. Three outs apiece in the first inning, first outing, foreign country. Who knows what this backdrop? It's a 6 a.m. start time on the East Coast. Okay. 3 a.m. on the West Coast. I'm not making this official because there's no way all of you guys get there, but I am making a personal play on it. Nerfy, no run in the first inning. Dodgers and the Padres. This might be the only time all year that I bet the Nerfy for the Dodgers. Okay. Dodgers offense is going to be stacked crazy. You need three outs right at the top. Not going to be easy to do here, but I believe the Dodgers are the road team here. So they will bat first and you'll get Shohei Ohtani up in the first inning. Need to get him out. Might be the only time you get him out. Need to get him out. But Glasnow going now for the Dodgers in his debut opening day, technically for Major League Baseball. Nerfy under one run, no run in the first inning for Dodgers and the Padres here for -105. It's slight juice. Okay. You can bet one run to score at FanDuel. That's +300. You can bet two or more runs. I think that's +400 at FanDuel. You can shop around and find that price, but pretty much the no is -105 everywhere. Okay. So, oh, I forgot. I'll give you another NCAA tournament bet as well. We had Houston -15 in the first half. I'll give you another one coming up here in just 1 second, but let's talk about the other bet I'm going to make personally. It's -195. Dallas Stars are at home against the Arizona Coyotes. Now the Arizona Coyotes have gone 6-1 on the road to a second period over. Last seven road games, 6-1 to the over second period. We know what Dallas has been doing, right? They are just an absolute wagon. Didn't hit the last game, but the last time I played this was two games ago. Dallas hit, but the parlay leg did not. I'm done parlaying this, okay? I'm just going to bet this myself. I'm going to suck it up and hammer and deal with the juice, okay? I can't make it official. I'm too cold. Okay. But I'm just, it should just be a bet that you make for the rest of the year. They're 24-2. Okay. It's 24-2 until this thing goes to like three or four times where we don't cash it, then maybe you can stop. But the total is 6.5 in this game. And it's really expensive. It's -195. Okay. The books know it because Arizona gives up goals and scores goals in the second period. Dallas is at home, 6.5. They could score two goals themselves. The over 1.5 goals, Dallas hosting Arizona, -195. Again, that's a personal play. I would never in my life recommend that you guys lay -195. It's against everything that I think of. It's not a great bet. It's too juicy. But as somebody in the Discord channel once coined, you only pay the juice when you lose. So that's true. So I'm going to lay it second period over 1.5 goals, Arizona and Dallas at -195. Okay. Let's talk basketball. I gave you Houston in the first half, minus 15 against Longwood yesterday. Today, Drake, money line. Drake is playing Washington State. According to KenPom, this is a 1-point win for Washington State. The number opened up at +1.5 for Drake. It flipped. Drake is now laying 1.5. I don't want to play around with this and get beat by a one shot. You know, Drake wins by one and we lose this bet. Okay. FanDuel has this at -118. Tucker DeVries is going to be the focal point. Somebody else is going to have to step up here for Drake because Washington State's going to blitz him. There's no debating it. Washington State's defense is pretty good. Second in adjusted efficiency, 35th in effective field goal percentage, 70th in 3-point defense, 45th in 2-point defense. It's their calling card. Okay. 100%. It's their calling card. So they're going to trap Tucker DeVries, get the ball out of his hands. Sure. Somebody else, Connor Enright or Darnell Brody, they've got to go and abuse Washington State. And when it comes to hitting open threes, this is where Drake has to do it. They're 39th in 3-point percentage. They're 24th in 2-point percentage. They're 27th in effective field goal percentage. They're 41st in adjusted efficiency. And they're playing in Omaha, Nebraska. This is a huge home court advantage for Drake. Any Creighton basketball season ticket holder is going to be there wearing blue. Not Creighton blue, but Drake blue, cheering for Darren DeVries. Darren DeVries is the head coach, father of Tucker DeVries. Darren D-Rock, as we call him in the Omaha circles, D-Rock coached on Dana Altman's staff for years, helped Dana open up the building he will play in. It used to be called the Quest Center. Now it's called the Chai Center. There's going to be a huge home court advantage here. Drake moneyline, -118. Drake to win. The bench needs to come up and play well. They can't turn the basketball over, but I don't think Washington State's offense is going to be good enough. They're 176th in 3-point percentage. They're 87th in 2-point percentage. They're okay. Effective field goal percentage, 95th, 65th in adjusted efficiency, but they don't score a ton from behind the arc. Just 25% of their points come from behind the 3-point line. And that's the one thing that Drake, you know, is pretty good at guarding. They're not great at guarding the two, but if Drake is hitting threes and Washington State is scoring twos, Drake wins. Home court advantage for Drake in this game. I think it goes a long way for Drake. I think Drake's going to play Iowa State for the chance to go to the Sweet 16. Drake money line, -118 against Washington State for 1.18 units. Okay. That game will play out. Gets played on Thursday. So there's your first Thursday play for us here coming up for that. All right. So this tube, I told you, I'm not going to be heavy. I'm not going to have like a gigantic card for the NCAA tournament. I'm going to let the futures play out for the first weekend. I'll have our normal 3 or 4 bets. I'm not saying I'm not going to play it. I'm just not going to be like playing 9 games in the NCAA tournament. You're going to see me go above and beyond what I normally do, because I want to let those futures play out. I want to see what we're going to do here. And there's a couple of really fun stats that have been flying around. Like 24 of the last 25 national champions have been in the top 40 for adjusted efficiency offensively and top 20 for adjusted efficiency defense. Every team I've bet a future on is in that. They all are. North Carolina is like just on the outside, but they're pretty much there too. North Carolina, Arizona, which is amazing, Creighton, Marquette, Tennessee, Iowa State. So let's hope that continues. Let's hope that that goes well for us and we can ride this a little bit here for our futures market in the NCAA tournament. Okay. So there's 2 bets in so far. Houston -15 in the first half, Drake money line at -118. Okay. Let's talk about today. 2 bets. SMU against Indiana State. KenPom has this as a total of 159. KenPom has this as a win for Indiana State, 83-76. The number is 7.5. I'm not really down with laying this type of juice. Okay. So, or this number of points, I should say. I know it's in Terre Haute. Okay. I know Indiana State's been really good at home. I know they lost to Illinois State at home, and that's it. Their only home loss came back on the 13th of February. They won every other game. They went 17-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They lost to Drake in the final because they were asleep in the first half. I don't think they're going to be asleep here in this game. SMU, this is a team that's got athletes. They'll have better athletes than Indiana State, but Indiana State has the number one effective field goal percentage offense in college basketball, the number one 2-point percentage offense in college basketball, third in free throw percentage, 20th in effective field goal percentage, 11th in 3-point shooting. Okay. And they're at home, home cooking, baby. They're going to be fired up. This year, Indiana State at home was a team that you could back to the over. Indiana State at home went 9-4 to the over this year. Now they went 11-12 overall, 12-11 to the under, but 9-4 at home. SMU on the road went 7-8, 8-7 to the under, but they were 5-5 over their last 10 and 4-1 to the under over their last five. But that was with totals that were pretty up there. 161, 154. The games went under. This game's at 157. It opened up at 156.5. It's been bet up to 157. And I think we're going to see offense here. On a neutral in the Valley tournament, Indiana State scored 80, 94, and 75. In their last home game against Murray State, they scored 89. Game flew over against them. Against Illinois Chicago at home, they scored 88. Against Illinois State, they scored only 67. The game still went over because they gave up 80. Against Valpo, they scored 101 at home. Against Drake, it went under. That's the last time a home game went under. That was a while ago. That was way back on the 3rd of February. They scored 75 points, won the game 75-67. Didn't go over, it went under, but they still scored nearly 75 points is a good output. Scored 95 points at home against Bradley, okay? I think they score. I just don't want to lay this many points. 7.5 is just too heavy. I'll play the over. Over 157, SMU and Indiana State. I think SMU is going to be able to score here. Indiana State, as I talked about, they're known for their offense, not their defense, okay? They're not great defensively. They're middle of the pack with the country, but I mean, 90th in effective field goal percentage, 97th in adjusted efficiency defensively. While SMU's offense is not tremendous, they're going to have better athletes and they're going to be able to get to the rim, I think, on Indiana State and score. I expect up-tempo here. SMU is only in the top one, I think 170th in pace, right, for SMU? Yeah, 170th in pace. But Indiana State is much faster, much quicker. Indiana State is 40th in tempo. They'll play at their tempo tonight, I think, over 157 SMU and Indiana State. One play in the NBA, and it's right back to Philadelphia at Phoenix, and it's right back to the under. Philadelphia is an under machine. 7-3 to the under over their last 10. Phoenix is 7-3 to the under over their last 10. At home, Phoenix is 18-16-1 to the under this year. Now, Philly is an over team overall, 17-15 on the road. However, you take a look at what they've done recently, they've gone under six straight times. They went over against Memphis and Brooklyn back in the beginning of the month and Charlotte, but against Dallas, Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland, New York, Miami, all under. Since the 14th of February, the Philadelphia 76ers have gone over just three times. We're here at the middle part of March. On the other side, at home, under machine for the Suns. Under against Boston, under against Toronto, under against Oklahoma City, under against Houston, under against Houston, under against the Lakers, under against Detroit. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight unders for the Suns at home. Total is 220. Open at 223. Been bet down to 220. We'll bet the under again here for Philadelphia on the road at Phoenix and keep the streak going here for the Sixers and the Suns of not scoring a ton of points and not playing up tempo, locking down defensively and just not scoring. Six straight unders. Let's make it seven for the Philadelphia 76ers under 220 for 1.1 units. Okay. So I know I gave you a lot here. Only two bets are official for today. Okay. We're going to go a little light on the card here officially today. Phoenix, Philly, under 220. SMU, Indiana State, over 157. I have no idea what to do with Colorado, Boise State. Zero. In-game bet that. I got to watch that, okay? I lean Boise State. I think Boise State wins the game. I'm not betting it. I couldn't get myself to bet it. I'm shaky on it. I'm not overly confident. There's people I know, I respect, who are on Colorado. So I got to watch that game a little bit. I'll bet it in game. Drake money line against Washington State. That for Thursday. That's not for today. That's for Thursday. Nerfy baseball, Dodgers, Padres, no run in the first inning, -105, not official. Over 1.5 goals, second period, Dallas, Arizona. Again, not official. You can play it if you want. I'm playing it, but I'd never recommend those plays. One, most of you are going to wake up and go, oh, did he win? Yes or no? Oh, he lost. It would be par for the course, given how I've played recently and how I've been running. But then I'm never recommending -195. I don't care how hot I am. I'm never recommending -195, but parlaying the second period with something else is, I don't recommend it. I'm making it more difficult for myself. I want to see shots go in. I don't want to make it more tough. 24-2 over the last 26 games for the Dallas Stars. Second period over 1.5 goals. Going to come in and fire on it again. But officially, it's over 157 SMU, Indiana State, under 220 Phoenix and Philly, under 220 for 1.1 units. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. The Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.